So at dawn, Rob Anybody, watched with awe by his many brothers, wrote the word PLN on a scrap of paper bag and held it up.
Plan, ye kin. And noo we have a plan. All we got to do is work out what to do. Noo ye ken all about hivers, lads. And this is like a suicide mission. So I'm asking for volunteers.
Every feagle over the age of 4 automatically put his hand up.
Oh, come on! I'm taking no weans, so if ye's under 3 inches high, ye're no coming. Except for ye, of course, awfully wee Billy Big Chin. Look, I'll take you, Duff Willie, and Big Yan. The rest of yous will settle this the traditional feagle way. I'll take the last 50 men still standing.
He beckoned the chosen 3 to a corner of the mound, while the rest of the assembled feagles squared up cheerfully.
"She's more'n 100 miles away," said Rob as the big fight started. "We canny run it. You scunners got any ideas?"
"Hamish can get there on his buzzard,"
said the big Yan, stepping aside as a cluster of punching, kicking feagles rolled past.
"Aye, and he'll come too, but he canny take more'n 1 passenger.
"Can we swam it?"
said Daft Wally.
"Swam it, you dafty, ho! I was only trying to make a contribution."
"The big wee hag left in a cart,"
said the big Yan.
"Aye, so? Well, maybe we could. Ach, no, showing ourselves to hags is one thing, but no to other big jobs."
"I've an idea,"
said Awfully Wee Billy. Awfully Wee Billy Big Chin was the new Gonagall, the clan's bard and battle poet. He'd come with Jeanie from the Long Lake clan and was very young for a Gonagall, but he knew all the songs and could play the mouse pipes so sadly it would start to rain.
"Aye, lad, speak up.
We could disguise ourselves. There's an old story about the feud between the 3 Peaks and the Windy River clans. The Windy River boys escaped by making a tatty bogle walk. The 3 Peaks men thought it was a big job and kept due to its way."
The others looked puzzled, and Awfully Wee Billy remembered they were men of the chalk. They'd probably never seen a tatty bogle.
"A scarecrow! It's like a big job made of sticks with claws on to frighten the birdies away from the crops."
They listened as he explained how to make a human that would walk.